2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Dave and Dijanovic, a new conversation.
All right, here we go.
On KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
And welcome on into the Tuesday edition of the Dave and Dijanovic Show, where Dave and I have been literally working alongside our producer, Andrew, since last night at 5 p.m. to bring you an amazing show. Right, Dave?
Yeah, let's jump right into it. It is 9:06. It is time for the launch.
Sequence engaged.
And here are the three things that Debbie wants you to know.
Countdown. Three.
Numbers are numbing. That is the motto on this show. We don't like to report lots of numbers, but this data is actually, it's quite curious. We can now drill down on COVID-19 cases in your neighborhood. So what does that mean to you? We're going to get a live interview to tell us why we should care about this. Dave, I want to know, did you cheat and already take a peek at the Kaysville numbers?
I totally cheated. I've been peeking like crazy. I know all the hot spots in Utah. But listen, you may care about it. I'm going to tell you why you should not care about it, why you should just close your eyes to the whole thing.
Countdown to.
So I have found all of us the hottest ticket in town. The question is it sold out? The cost is $70. That's $420 for Dave's entire family to go get COVID-19 antibody tested. We're going to have a live interview at 10 o'clock to tell us where they're going to be doing this testing, what it'll look like, what it all means. Let's go get one, Dave, shall we?
Well, I was about to pay $400 to go to a movie, like a private screening of a movie, to find out if I've got the antibodies. I mean, the curiosity factor is off the charts for me.
Launch countdown. One.
A new twist in the news reports that people are talking about the U of U police officer. Did a U of U police officer download intimate photos turned over as evidence by U of U student Laura McCluskey, show them off on his personal phone, and then brag about it? Today, Dave and I'll have the side of the story you haven't heard when that officer's attorney calls the show live at 9:20.
For the last couple days, we have heard nothing but negative about this officer and what has happened. And there was this instant certainty that this is exactly how it went down and how inappropriate it was. To hear his side and what happened from his point of view, I think, is crucial.
Dave and Dijanovic.
The launch.
Commence.
The case of Lauren McCluskey. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Lots of new developments since we last talked about this 24 hours ago. First, the new chief of police at the University of Utah ordering a new review by an outside officer. Even after that IA investigation we talked about yesterday on the show showed that the allegations reported by the Salt Lake Tribune against one particular officer on the force did not happen. But the new chief says that IA investigation, not good enough for him, Dave. He's ordering up a new investigation.
And I want to know why the chief is ordering this new investigation. Is there something he knows? What did IA do wrong in the first investigation? So much has been said about Officer Darris. I'm looking forward to hearing his side of the story from his attorney.
His attorney calling in 10 minutes. So let's fill you in on the latest developments. There are very important developments in this situation. The new chief at the University of Utah hasn't been there that long. He's ordered up this new investigation to find out what happened. The difference in this investigation is that this time it'll be done by an outside agency, and that's to avoid conflict, Dave. And this is what you and I talked about on the show yesterday. An outside agency needs to step in.
Well, then I guess my question is, why even have an internal affairs division? You know, why, if we don't trust IA to do a fair investigation, why even have them? And that's probably a conversation for a different time. But if the new investigation comes up with the same conclusion that Officer Darris didn't do anything wrong, then what happens next? Do we just say sorry?
He also has concerns over the way the one that was done earlier was conducted, according to a statement that was issued. So there's some concerns over the way the investigation that we talked about, it wrapped up in February of this year, was conducted. We don't have any more details about that.
Right.
We don't know specifically what the concerns were in that case. Is it a perception issue that it was done internally? Were there missteps in the way the internal investigation was handled? We also know this, and again, we don't have further context to this. He's put two people involved in that initial investigation on administrative leave, Dave.
Which I think over the next, few weeks, few months, we'll start figuring out exactly who these players are. Because even though the Trib report had anonymous sources, all of this is coming out, right? We're going to know exactly who the players are before too long.
And Dave, I want to turn to a report by KSL News Radio's John Wojcik, who went in-depth this morning on what this new review is going to look like.
The decision to order a new independent review comes from UVU Police Chief Rodney Chatman. He joined the department in February. That means the initial review was conducted prior to him coming on board. In a statement made yesterday, he said, in part, if my police department is to regain credibility in the eyes of the community it serves, this new review must be completed swiftly and with respect for both the students we serve and for Lauren McCluskey and her family. The department is expected to announce sometime today what outside agency will conduct the internal investigation into the allegations of police misconduct that are centered around Officer Miguel Darris. Darris, now with the Logan Police Department, is accused of keeping an explicit photo of McCluskey on his personal cell phone.
And we know that they need to regain credibility. When we look at how this tragedy happened and unfolded, there's no question that the U of U needs massive changes to regain credibility. But I'm mostly concerned, well, completely concerned with the truth. You could hear the police chief Chapman say, you know, with respects to the students and the McCluskeys, listen, the only respect I have is for the truth. Let's find out exactly what happened.
So here's what else we've learned in the last 24 hours as well, Dave, and maybe this will give our listeners and you some more insight. The chief is confirming, according to the statement that they issued, that a photo was shared. But let's give you some context to that. He's saying that it was in the context of a shift change briefing. Now, we don't know if that means that the officer was bragging about having an officer on the phone, having a picture on his phone. But beyond that, we also don't know who he shared that photo with. But Lauren's mom, Jill, said this during a news conference yesterday about that officer.
It turns out that the only thing that Officer Darris did was download the photos that she provided as evidence to his personal phone for his own enjoyment.
And the McCluskeys have every right to be furious. I mean, we should protect these kind of photos, but really, we should protect all photos, videos, any kind of evidence, because evidence typically is embarrassing. It's not at our finest moments or there's something tragic about it. All evidence needs to be safeguarded. So I can see why the McCluskeys would be furious. But again, you know, what do we actually know happened? Because we're getting these conflicting reports, a report from a newspaper and then the report from the internal affairs do not coincide.
Now, Dave, I want to make sure we leave plenty of time for Officer Darris's attorney when he calls us live in just the next few minutes. So some of the questions that we want to be addressing with him is that the Tribune, Salt Lake Tribune, their story uses unnamed sources to accuse the officer of this. And not sure exactly how long those unnamed sources will actually fly under the radar, because as part of the new investigation, the chief is saying they'll be interviewing current and former employees of the PD. And one of those unnamed sources in the Tribune seems like there was a trail of breadcrumbs left to him saying that he works for another department. So those unnamed sources might not be unnamed much longer. And we also want to ask about that personal cell phone issue. Is it a personal cell phone? Or did the did the department, Dave, and we don't know this for sure, did they just not issue their police officers police cell phones or cell phones from the department for the officers to use? So did Officer Darris have no choice but to use a personal cell phone? So for the first time, we're going to hear the officer side of the story. You haven't heard it yet when his attorney calls in live straight ahead. It's the can't-miss interview of the day, so make sure if you're walking in the house right now, you say, Alexa, play KSL News Radio.
Dave and Dujanovic.